This is Vatican Radio and I'm Lydia O'Kane. Pope Francis has placed the plight of migrants and refugees at the centre of his 2018 World Day of Peace message. Entitled Migrants and Refugees, Men and Women in Search of Peace, the Holy Father encourages the faithful and all people of goodwill to welcome and support these brothers and sisters. He also underlines migration should be viewed as an opportunity to build peace. One of those presenting this year's message at the Holy See Press Office on Friday was Jesuit Father Ismael José Chan Gonzaga, an advisor and law professor at the Ateneum University in Manila. He spoke to me about the message.
We all know what's happening globally and how migration or human movement has always been a historically a global phenomenon. But unfortunately, especially in recent years, we've also seen how these migrations have become forced migrations, and that people do not just simply travel because they want to enrich, but are forced to also move from places of origin because of different consequences of, like, war, violence, persecution. And the difficulty there is that we've seen, especially the past 2 years, we've seen an increase of forced displacement. Already by UNHCR's number, we have reached already around 30-plus million. So we see that it's a concern, and the humanitarian aspect to that is also something that the Holy Father sees as very vital. And he means that this coming year and the prayer of the Day of Peace is that we look at migration, we look at the people who are in this particular situation, not as threats, but people who need our support, who need also our embracing. And I think that's also why he has come up that to lay down this year as a year of added advocacy for all the peoples, to widen our horizons in terms of migration and human movement.
So it's a way of highlighting their plight and what we can do to help as well.
That's true, Lydia. That's true. I mean, I think that's primarily also one of the advocacy because we see how migration, if we look at it in its beauty, in its enriching of cultures, when you meet different cultures, it widens a person's horizons. But unfortunately, in the past few years, it has become something so negative, and negative in a sense that people are forced out of homes, and you see also and the violence becomes twofold. They're forced from their homes, and they're pushed into areas, into places where they're not even also welcomed, or people are more afraid of. We have become more afraid rather than welcoming, and that's why the Holy Father has asked that in that four pillar note that he has given, that we are asked to welcome, we are asked to protect, we are asked to promote, we are asked to integrate these brothers and sisters of ours who are in such dilemma, in such precarious situation.
The Pope has seen for himself, I mean, he's gone to Lampedusa, he's gone to Lesbos to see for himself the situation for migrants and refugees.
It is really different when you come face to face with something, and it's not just something you think of, it's not just something you read in the news or you see on television, but when it's the human aspect. And you've seen now how Pope Francis has always been a person who puts importance in the interpersonal relationships of his undertakings. And you see that he's going to Lampedusa, and you see how he has seen with his own eyes, how he has touched by his own hands the very difficulty that these people are undergoing, has really colored, but not really also maybe awakened his heart all the more to how it is actually a crisis in the global stage.
Father, what do you think a message like this, a message from Pope Francis himself for this World Day of Peace, highlighting the situation for migrants, for refugees, what kind of message can that be to the world?
Personally, Lydia, I would believe that it's very very important for the Pope to speak out on this, because the negative side to this is that we've seen in years gone by how people can tend to be xenophobic, either individually or as a society. And we've seen how people can tend to be more exclusive rather than including. And the Pope have giving this message and issuing this stance, I think, is a wake-up call, especially to the Catholics and to all people of goodwill, for that matter, that our world is a common home. And our humanity is a common family. And to be able to give that message, to tell people that when we welcome strangers, as it is quoted in the Bible, when we welcome refugees and we welcome migrants, we welcome not just, we don't look at it as problems, but we look at them as an enriching of our own histories, of our own culture, of our own journeys. And to be able to allow ourselves and our society to be enriched by the presence of others allows us into a more mature perspective about humanity. And the Pope to say that, for the Pope to issue that statement of asking all of people of goodwill to take a second look and look at this, to look at migrants, refugees, those forced out of their homes, to look at them as humans who are an enriching presence rather than a threat, will really change a world paradigm.